Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
It's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We have a great visit with Holly Wade, Director of Research and Policy Analysis at the NFIB. NFIB.com is the website, and that's where you can go. And also on my website, they allow me to graciously to post the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism there, but also at NFIB.com. And Holly is the leader of that team that's been producing this for almost a half century. She wasn't there in the beginning, but she sure has been. Her mark is all over it now. Holly, one of the things, thanks again for being here, by the way, and one of the things that I want to make sure we get to is this survey that you did, this COVID-19 survey that was on top of, it was in addition to the regular index survey. You asked people specific questions about not only the COVID-19, the coronavirus shutdown, but some of the elements of it, like did they get help from the government? For example, I'm going to start you off by just saying this. You said, have you submitted an application for the Paycheck Protection Program loan, the PPP? 80% said yes, 20% said no. Then the second question was, did you get the money? 97% of the 80% said yes, and 2% said no. Those are both good numbers. What do you think?
They are. I mean, the Paycheck Protection Program has been so helpful for the small business sector in navigating financially through this health crisis. In our survey, this is our ninth COVID-related survey that we've been producing over the last few months to get a gauge on the kind of the specific nuts and bolts of how they're operating through this crisis. And, you know, to highlight the point, still over a quarter of small business owners are 50% or less sales volume from pre-crisis levels. Mm-hmm. So there are still such a huge number of small business owners who are struggling to navigate this. And so these financial assistance programs are just, you know, the way that they're able to survive and keep the doors open as much as they can.
Well, there's no question about it. And as we talked about in the previous segment, it's so upsetting that we're having an abort on some of these restarts. I mean, even some states who aren't shutting down are now attempting mandatory mask orders, which I know is, you know, maybe the right thing to do, but it just bugs me that governors think they've got a right to make me do that. That makes me bristle, even though I see the logic in it. I would rather we do it on our own instead of the governor having to tell us to do it or trying to tell us what to do it. But that's an impediment.
Sure.
I mean, there are people out there who are saying, if I got to wear a mask, I'm not going to go in that grocery store. Or that restaurant,
sure,
or whatever.
Our last survey, we asked how many are requiring employees or customers to wear face coverings, and just a bit over half said that that is a requirement, and about half of those say that it's difficult to enforce the face covering mm-hmm. requirement. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it does put an extra burden on small business owners. You know, certainly it is helpful in stemming the spread of COVID, but just to appreciate the added stresses of a small business owner having to operate their business under these mm-hmm. conditions. And when we ask about whether it's difficult to, for some of these specific business operations, you know, over half are saying that it's difficult to stock up on hand sanitizer and disinfectant supplies, difficult to stock up on face coverings. Certainly the biggest obstacle is just getting customers back in the door, but that won't happen until, you know, customers feel safe to go out in the world and spend their money. And until then, you know, it's going to be a difficult road.
I talked to somebody recently who pointed out the cruel irony and frustration for him that he couldn't find a mask that wasn't made in China. He said, I'm not going to wear one of those things. So his wife started making them.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Yes, I know. So many, you know, small business owners, but just, you know, folks are being very inventive and creative in trying to, you know, add to the supply of some of these PPE type equipment that are necessary for running a business these days for many of them. You know, as I said, over half are having a hard time stocking up on hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
This is a critical, you know, supply for small business owners that have customers coming through the door.
Well, and you asked them.
So all of these add to the stress.
You asked them what are their expectations for returning to some kind of I call it the regular, new regular. Not, there's nothing normal about this. And over half said next year. It's not going to be back until next year. And I think that's probably correct.
Oh, exactly. Very few think that it's going to return to normal within the next 6 months. Most of them feel like it's going to return to normal, hopefully in 2021, but there's still a large population that's say in the next 2 to 3 years. And, you know, and then asking how they're doing themselves, how the business is doing under these current economic conditions. You know, there's a large population that say that they won't be able to last longer than the next 12 months if
that's
things
right.
don't start to improve.
Yeah,
that's a lot of small businesses.
That's exactly right. And our society is being altered. The way we move around, our expectations for being able to travel, that's being affected. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Holly Wade. NFIB.com is how you find them. And you'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later when you go there. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.